only on radio.dominican.edu. You ready? You ready? Hey, everybody, we are here in the studio right now, live on this beautiful Monday afternoon, and it's been a hot Monday afternoon, just to say the least. You're tuning into the Hot Spot right now with DJ Juice on the air right here on radio.dominican.edu. And as promised, we keep it entertaining every single day of the week. Every time I'm on the mic, it's fire. And right now, I just got to give a quick shout out to all the newbies that have started their shows this week, starting with 5 o'clock Camera Roll. We just had a show right now. You know, you feel me? She was doing her thing earlier. DJ Tortula over here. So if you want to catch her before my show. And before her, there's a 5 o'clock show with DJ Madonna. So you know what? We got some great shows. Thank you for all the love and support you guys came out to show earlier today in the afternoon. Over at Calarega, so much love. All right, let me give y'all a rundown of what exactly is going to be going on today. And the rundown for today is, you know what? It's been a weekend of fights, just straight up fights this whole weekend. And I don't know what's going on with all these people breaking out and losing their mind. The first hot topic we have to talk about, and that's a segment I love to talk about. We'll be having the Mayweather. We'll have 3 segments on Mayweather. That's how big of an issue this is. And it's also how much of a hardcore sports boxing fan I am. All right. We got Mayweather versus Ortiz. What happened in the ring? We also are going to have Mayweather versus Merchant. Merchant, the commentator. Exactly. And we're also going to have the Twitters after the Mayweather fight. We got some rappers, you know, sending their reasonings on why they think Mayweather should or shouldn't have won, or why it was clean or not. We're also going to have, obviously, the Emmys happened last night. So we're going to have a little segment called In Night at the Emmys. We're going to run down a few of the highlights of the day, our thoughts on the, and I say ours because I got 2 special guests in the studio right now, which I will introduce in a moment. But right now, keep running it down. We're going to have that. We're also going to have the other fight that happened this weekend in Vegas was actually Fab and Ray J got into it. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to have an In the Mix session with yours truly, DJ Juice, turning it up, mixing songs, in and out. It's 15 minutes straight of just music nonstop. What we're also going to have for you is going to be a hard stop. Obviously, we're going to have the most popular news at the bottom of the hour. Excuse me. All right. So, you know what? Just to get it started. Actually, before we get it started, we'll be talking about right now Mayweather versus Ortiz. And to get into that, I need 2 people that actually know a lot about boxing, saw the fight happening, and also are devoted boxing fans. At least I know DJ P-Yob, who's in the building, does. Say hello, sir.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? DJ P-Yob. I'm a boxing analyst today. Support my boy DJ Juice.
All right. See, he knows what's up. And we also got Biggie in the studio coming back from a little hiatus that he's been having.
Hey.
Hey, that's it? That's your big line?
Yeah, this is actually Biggie Combs now.
Oh, it's Biggie Combs.
Yeah, this ain't Biggie Bencomo, Juice. Biggie Bencomo's in hospital. That's Biggie Combs. Okay. New prodigy.
Okay.
And I'm coming.
I'm sure he is. And all right, here we're going to get into it on the first segment, which is the hot topic. And we're going to talk about the Mayweather versus Ortiz fight. And if any of you listening out there have any, you know, anything to say, just hit me up on Facebook. I'll be on it nonstop throughout the whole show. And you can hit me up on Hotspot Juice if you need to find me as well on Facebook to give me your opinion of what you exactly think of the fight. If not, you can give us a call here at the station number at 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. Now, getting to the topic at hand, Mayweather versus Ortiz. So the highlights, let's just put it this way. One of the highlights was the fact that the fight only lasted 4 rounds. 4 rounds, all right? Now, the thing about the thing that happened in the fight, during the fight, was the fact that Ortiz initially was on Mayweather at one point and started hammering him pretty well. And my suggestion, just from looking at Mayweather's face, was I thought the boy was scared every time he got punched. But did you get that feeling, DJ Piop?
In all honesty, I thought Victor Ortiz definitely had more power in this fight. Victor Ortiz got to Mayweather at some points, but Mayweather's in control the entire fight.
Oh, he was in control.
In control.
But you could tell he was a little scared every single time he was backing away.
I would say he wasn't scared. I'd say he was shocked because he didn't see like anyone. He didn't see a southpaw, I should say, with that much power. He did fight Zab Judah at one point.
But he's not a power puncher.
He's not a power puncher. This guy, Zab Judah, is what they call
a flashy fighter.
Yeah, flashy fighter and very like six rounds and go. He's only good the first six rounds. After that, it's donezo.
Yeah, he's on E.
But Victor Ortiz is someone different. This guy, full power, 24 years old, power in both hands. And at some points, yeah, I'll say Mayweather did get hurt at a few punches. Victor Ortiz did get to him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was my thought. I thought he did. But the interesting thing is, the thing that happened in this fight was that Ortiz headbutted Mayweather while he was punching him and while Mayweather, of course, as usual, was trying to hold on. So he ends up headbutting him. And after that, you know, he apologized. Victor Ortiz goes over to apologize, give him a hug, and he even gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
He gave him a kiss on the cheek. Like, come on. I mean, I'm just saying, personally, I'm not going to kiss another dude while I'm fighting him.
Yeah.
Even if I am apologizing, I'll just be like, you know, shake gloves, we're done. I'm a boxer myself. So the thing after that was Mayweather ended up kind of touching his gloves. It really didn't look like he touched his gloves, and he just threw a straight up left hook and a straight right, and he knocked him on his butt, basically, on his behind, and he was out cold for the rest of the fight. He didn't even make it up to the counts. He barely even made it up after 20 seconds, and he was completely caught off guard. And so my thing is, was it legal or illegal? Well, we all know it was illegal what Ortiz did, because he even got a point deducted. Mm-hmm. All right, that was without a question a no-no. But the punches that came from Mayweather, were they legal or were they illegal? And you can debate this either or.
I mean, in all fairness to the game of boxing, it was a legal punch. Referee did say break, but the thing is, he was talking to Victor Ortiz at the time. But you have to protect yourself at all times. Bottom line, it's true. You have to protect yourself at all times.
There is a reasoning behind that, and there's no doubt you have to protect yourself at all times.
But the thing is, it was a fair punch, but in all honesty, it was a cheap shot. It shouldn't happen. It should not happen in boxing.
You know what? I agree that it might be a cheap, and I say might, because like you said, you have to keep your hands up at all times. As a boxer, when you're in the ring, the ref even tells you right before you start, gentlemen, I'm firm, but I'm fair. Keep your hands up at all times. All right? That's the one thing the referee always says, and everybody hears it because the announcer has a mic right in front of him.
But the only referee says I'm fair, but I'm firm, that's Jose Cortez.
Which was actually the one who reffed this one.
Let me just say, Jose Cortez, worst referee in the game of boxing. If you look at all the fights Jose Cortez has refereed, most of the championship fights he has refereed was like in complete chaos. It's either he deducted a point that was wrong, or let's say the fight needed to be stopped. He didn't stop the fight, and the boxer did get severely hurt, went to the hospital. Honestly, one of the worst referees I've seen announce this game of boxing.
No.
And never sees elbows or headbutts. In all honesty.
No, you want to know the worst referee was the one who did the
The one on Showtime.
Yeah, the
Showtime,
Bantaway.
Yeah.
Mares versus Abguido.
Yeah, Mares versus Abguido. The African guy versus the Latin guy.
Yeah, he was horrible. So many low blows. We're not talking about that one. We're talking about Mayweather and Ortiz. Now, I can agree with you with that sense of you saying, like, you know, it was unfair. He was trying to be a sportsman, and he got clocked in the wrong way. I don't agree with the reaction of either or. I don't agree with either or. And at least Victor Ortiz had the balls enough to say, you know what? I'm in the wrong. I'm the one who did something wrong. And I admit it. He confessed to it. Mayweather did not. He said, you know what? It was fair. We were done. But you could see it in his eyes in the slow-mo clip that he was just ready to go off.
I mean, honestly, he was going to go off. But what's there to go off of? He won the fight. He won the fight. He has nothing to go off on.
He won the fight.
But he done it in a bad way.
Yeah,
he won the fight. Unprofessional way.
It was a horrible way to win.
It's unprofessional.
And really, it doesn't reflect very well on Ortiz either. Like, you know, you were supposed to go in there and fight, not go in there and, like, headbutt the guy.
The thing is about Ortiz really did have a chance to win the fight if it went to extra rounds. I say later rounds, Ortiz, you got to watch out for him. Ortiz, if you look at the Andre Berto fight, Ortiz had no chance in winning the fight after the, during the sixth round when Berto knocked him down in the sixth round. Then all of a sudden, Ortiz comes out, knocks down Berto, and it was donezo the rest of the fight. Ortiz is honestly one of the best young welterweights I have seen in the division. A lot better than Andre Berto.
Berto has no chin.
Berto's got chin. Trust me, he's got chin. He did fight against other fighters like what's his name? He fought against Margarito's trainee at one point, his sparring partner.
Oh, yeah. When he was for Shane Mosley.
Oh, Collazo. He fought against Collazo. Collazo has got a good left hand.
Collazo?
Luis Collazo. I mean, he's a 21-1 record, but Luis Collazo could give people trouble. Gave Hatton trouble in the later rounds of that fight.
And Hatton gave Mayweather trouble. If you recall, he had him off balance at the very beginning because he was just nonstop. Round. And the thing I don't like about Ortiz is when he started off the fight, he started off slow. He wasn't attacking. With Mayweather, he's a thinking boxer. He's a boxer, pure boxer, meaning if you give him time to think, he's going to find a strategy every single time for whatever you got to throw. You let a man think like that, and it's over for you. You need to be on top of him like Ricky Hatton was. And Ricky Hatton was on him for six rounds straight. And look what it did for him. He won a couple rounds. The only round Ortiz won was the third round where he actually came out pretty, putting pressure, attacking, and not letting him think that much.
But still, that third round still belonged to Mayweather. In my opinion, Mayweather owned the fight. He was control of the fight, established the right hand. It was a lead right hand. Established a lead left hook. Didn't use the jab. That's typical Mayweather boxing. But if you look how Ortiz started the fight, like you said, started slow. Used a very, very...
They were feeling each other out.
He didn't have a stiff jab at the beginning of the fight. He just threw it there for leverage. He didn't even throw a right hand over his jab. It wasn't even a stiff jab.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me take a quick break before we get on to the break. DJP, when can they catch your show?
They can catch my show tomorrow, 7 to 8. It's called What Are You Talking About with my boy DJ T-Baby and Double A. Double A is going to be on the studio tomorrow, and he's got a special guest lined up for him.
A special guest? A little preview or no preview?
Let me just say he visited your show today, Mr. Juice. His name's Biggie Combs. This guy's crazy.
All right. And on that note, we'll be back. And you know what? If you have anything to say about this fight, I will be posting up a video in a little bit and on my Facebook on Hotspot Juice, of course, on Facebook. And if you have something to say, hit us up on the station number 415-482-3587. And with that, we'll be back with what was it with Mayweather bursting out on Larry Merchant, an 80-year-old man. We'll be back with that.
Yeah. Sounds, I hear you, man. And that's it right here. Queen B.
Like a melody,
I know you want it, yeah. But I'm hesitating.
Why?
You must be crazy. I got a man, you got a lady.
I know we here together, so this must be something special. Cause you could be anywhere you want, but you decided to be here with me. No coincidence, it was meant to be. Don't be shy, go let your boy get in, so you can tell all of your friends who was on the remix line.
You ain't scared, say what's up.
In this club, in
You decided to be here with me. No coincidence, it was meant to be. Promise if I mess around, I'll let you get in. You won't tell all of your friends you was on this remix line. She gave my nigga kiss back. I said we could do it like a stack. I mean we could do it like a G. On the couch in VIP. Shout it, we could get it on. I'm like shout out to the DJ for playing this sound. Good, we could act like two damn fools. Everybody think we doing a dance move. Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Meet me in the bathroom and you could be my sick lover guy. And it started with a hood, but now we making love in this club. And we not gonna stop just because the people in the crowd are watching us. Cause we don't give a damn what they say. And they said that the remix, baby.
Come a little closer, let daddy put it on ya. Need you to know what happens here stays.
When I'm ready and willing, mama's got to go. Get your standing at attention. DJ, run it back on replay. Can I put this love up on you one time? If you ain't scared, say what's up.
This ain't your dandelion blowing, metal dwelling, rose petaling music. Teacup down and don't spill my drink. Monday evening, it's the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Two Mellow in the mix. Tune in if you ain't no punk. Radio.dominican.edu, son.
Yay, yay!
All right, we are back here on the Hotspot with DJ Juice. That right there, a little promo for my homeboy, Two Mellow, who's going to be on the 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock lounge later today. And then don't forget to catch Sam I Am right after this show on radio.dominican.edu. But right now, you're listening to DJ Juice on the Hotspot, and we're getting back to the Mayweather idea and the whole fiasco that he had, not during the fight, which was a big thing, but after the fight with an 80-year-old boxing commentating broadcaster. All right, this guy is 80-year-old Larry Merchant, and during the post-fight interview, Mayweather had a little bit of an outburst when Larry Merchant kept asking Mayweather whether he thought this was wrong, the way he won was dirty, if it would be perceived to be dirty. And Mayweather went on a rant that said, "You'll never give me a free shake." And he said that in Merchant's face. "HBO needs to fire you. You don't know anything about boxing. I wish I was 50 years younger and I would kick your ass," is what Larry Merchant responded. Mayweather, for his part, has not apologized. He still sticks to what he says. Larry Merchant said, called Mayweather, and I think most of us can agree, that he is a prima donna. A prima donna. And would you agree, DJ P-Up, that Mayweather's a prima donna?
In all my years of boxing, I shall say I really liked Mayweather until this interview. I really liked Mayweather, probably the best boxing artist I've seen, honestly.
Better than Roy Jones?
Roy Jones Jr. was a very flashy boxer. Mayweather's not that. Mayweather's a tactician.
Technician. Tactician is something else.
He's a technician. He's a very good technician. I mean, but Mayweather doesn't show that art that Roy Jones has. Roy Jones is very flashy. My favorite boxer of all time, Roy Jones Jr. I won't hate on that, but I'm saying on the art of boxing, who's the best technician in boxing? Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Right. Now, hold on. Juan Manuel Marquez?
He's a technician, but I have never seen anyone as good as Floyd Mayweather. I've never seen anyone like that. Who could just lead with his right hand and dominate with a lead left hook. I've never seen anyone do that and not get hit with a punch right after.
All
right.
We have somebody here that actually has a quick something to say to you, DJ P-Yob.
Who's that?
My brother. He says, Juice, P-Yob is slacking, but he makes a good point on the fight with the whole keeping your hands up and it being dirty. As a sportsman, if somebody gives me gloves and says, you know what, you know, it's good, I'm literally not expecting a punch, at least in my mind at that moment. But, you know, to each their own. Thank you for hitting me up, little bro. Larry Merchant is an 80-year-old man. Do you really think he knows nothing about boxing? He's been in this business for 30-plus years, and he was a writer in Philadelphia for their newspaper on boxing.
Larry Merchant, I'll say, best boxing analyst and ever to perform in boxing. Honestly, there's a guy named Bert Sugar, works for ESPN. He's been in boxing for about 50 years. There's been Max Kellerman, who's
actually replacing him.
He was replacing Larry Merchant. But Larry Merchant, even though he has a very boring voice, he's very true to the sport. Everything he says is really true. But and the good thing about Larry Merchant, what he does, he gives you stories. He'll give you stories about other former boxers. I never heard about Henry Arthur or something like that.
Henry Armstrong.
I never heard about Henry Arthur.
Way off. Henry Armstrong.
I never heard of Henry Armstrong. This guy really took over eight world class championships until Manny Pacquiao overthrowned his throne.
And you talking now about Manny Pacquiao brings up another feud that's been going on, and that also kind of pissed off Mayweather, is the fact that whenever he gets interviewed after fight, what's the common question they either ask Pacquiao or Mayweather? When are you guys going to fight?
Never answers it.
Never answers it. He dodges it. He says, I'm not dodging anybody. You're dodging the question question.
Let me tell you what he said. He's like, all you got to do is take the test. Take the test, and then I'll fight you. But you can't give blood the day of the fight, man. I don't know what this guy's trying to say.
I know. How are you going to say you can give blood the day of a fight? That drains you, okay? People who even give blood say, like, afterwards you feel a little, like, you know, woozy. Yeah. Like, how are you going to give it hours before the fight?
I'll even say 3 days before the fight, you shouldn't even give blood. In all honesty, you shouldn't give blood 3 days before the fight.
It just doesn't do your system any good. And if you got something to say about this whole fiasco Pacquiao-Mayweather fight that will probably never happen, because Mayweather is scared. That's my opinion. He's scared.
I'm just saying this. I don't think Mayweather's scared.
I think he is. I think he's scared.
I don't think he's scared.
Why don't you think he's scared?
Because he wants more pay. He wants the money 60-40. In all articles, Mayweather wants money split in half 60-40. He doesn't want 50-50.
No. That's bull. That's
Pacquiao
bull.
Pacquiao says, I want 50-50. But you can't give someone 60-40.
You can't.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Are you kidding me? How are you demanding to get 60-40 from a man who has accomplished literally more titles than you have in different weight classes? He has made history with 8 world titles. You've only how many classes has he had? 4.
Yeah.
4, 5 maybe.
All
right.
Oh, no, 4. He started as a lightweight. He moved all the way up to super middleweight.
See, how are you going to demand 60-40 when you're not the biggest attraction alone? If you were Roy Jones back in the 90s Oscar De La Hoya,
yes,
when you were the only one people wanted to watch, or even Mike Tyson,
yeah,
then you can demand 60-40 against almost any opponent. But if you're against Manny Pacquiao, how are you not going to be 50-50?
I mean, even the De La Hoya-Vargas fight, that was in 2001, that fight was split in half 50-50.
And
Vargas was not even that good of a boxer.
He was not that good of a boxer. He was just entertaining to watch.
Because it was a Mexican fight. Oscar De La Hoya, Fernando Vargas. That was a Mexican crowd waiting for a Mexican fight.
But I think Mayweather's scared. Why you got to make up so many excuses? First, it's the drug test. Now, even in an article I read earlier yesterday, Bob Arum told, like, out front after the interview, after Mayweather's interview, that Mayweather will accept almost any negotiation now because Mayweather wants to give what the well, not Mayweather. Pacquiao wants to give the people what they want to see.
Never ducked a fight.
Never ducked a fight. He fought everybody, the best in each division, except for maybe Juan, except for Diaz back in lightweight when he won the title.
Yeah, but I mean, he wanted a title though. Pacquiao wanted a title.
But he fought Morales, all right? And Morales gave him his first clean loss, at least in American soil, all right? He fought Barrera, who no one gave him Pacquiao a shot. And he demolished Barrera. They threw in the towel in the 11th.
Yeah.
All right? And then he moves up, fight Juan Manuel Marquez.
Best fight of the year.
Best fight best twice. Fight.
Yeah.
And that fight's coming up later this year as well.
November 12th.
Exactly.
And there's a Let Me Shout album my HBO hat on that you can watch 24/7 Pacquiao Marquez starting in September 27th.
And just to give a little bit of promo as well, DJ P, when can they catch your show?
Catch it the same time with my boy DJ Juice, 7 to 8. Every Tuesday night with my boy DJ T-Baby and Double A. He's got a special guest. Remember, everything I'm learned from radio.dominican.edu. I can't hate on my father, Stuart Sloren, and then my big brother, DJ Juice. I learned everything from them.
Okay. Much love. I feel you. All right, man. Well, that wraps it up for us here with the Mayweather. When we come back, we will have the most current news that is happening, and we're also going to finish off with what hip-hop artists have been saying about Mayweather and his whole fight issue. So that'll be coming up next, so you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Hotspot with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. Let me entertain your ears with a little bit of 1-4-3.
Knockout.
Cuff your chick.
Yeah, Ray J. Bob Brackens.
Let's go.
1-4-3, I make you yell when we sexin'. 1-4-3 is what you send me when we textin'. I ball, pop a ball, and pop, 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 bub. I'm just looking for some love in the club. 1-4-3, I love, love you. 1-4-3, I love, love you. 1-4-3, I love, love you. 1-4-3, I love, love you.
DJ Rockstar.
Right when you're standing, you know that I'm winning. Headed to the top, I ball no knife in and pop bottles in the club. Yes, we can. I don't even care if you a lesbian. That just means we got some common interest. Spark my dreams, that'll spark your interest. Okay, let's pop some bubbly. Tell me you in love with me, no walk back. Club with me, I'm big like double this. Popping in titties, I ain't heard of. Let me see your titties, baby, put a shirt up. Lift that skirt up, got buns like a burger. Do the most, not the minimum, you not a waste worker. Sexy. 1-4-3 is what you send me when we textin'. I ball, pop a ball, and pop, 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 bub. I'm just looking for some love in the club. 1-4-3, I love, love you. 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 1-4-3, you off the station. If you hear this on the radio, I'm calling up Ray J. Thinking about the video. If we make a video, I'ma need a scene. With dimes and t-shirts that say 1-4-3. I got my video all on TV.
All right, everybody. We are back here on The Hot Spot, only on radio.dominican.edu. And right now, you know what time it is? It's time for a little bit of news.
This is the top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.8 has struck Guatemala today, Monday, about 53 kilometers southeast of Guatemala City, the U.S. Geological Survey has said. There are people buried in the rubble. We have one confirmed dead, Evelyn Renau, a spokeswoman in the office of President Colom, told CNN. She said firefighters are on the scene in the Department of Santa Rosa to assist. The earthquake, which the USGS reported to be some 25 miles deep, was felt in the capital. That right there is your top story here at the bottom of the hour. And before we get to one of my favorite news segments, we're just going to talk about real quick what some of the rappers have been saying on Twitter about the Mayweather fight. And let me just say, most of them have been defending him like no other, obviously. So right here, Tony Yayo tweeted, "Victor wasn't ready for the big lights. Why he put his hands down? Stupid move fighting Money Mayweather." Big Sean also said, "If Floyd cheated, then he got the belt. That is all that matters. Floyd was attentive and smart. If it's illegal, you can't hate. Ortiz did him, if anything." Nelly, his whole thing was about karma. He just said on Twitter, LOLOLOL. See, that's what happens when you cheat. And that right there is some of what people have responded on, you know, Twitter. So that's exactly what's going to be happening. That's what's going on. And right now, we're going to get into one of my new favorite segments. It's called In the Mix. So I'm going to leave you here with one of my new mixes, more laid back than last week. Enjoy about 13 minutes of just nonstop great music with DJ Juice. You're listening to The Hot Spot here on radio.dominican.edu.
You know what time it is.
In the mix.
I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Yeah, remember how I met her, but I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle, she 20 and some change. And before I get to TIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, no hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D, you know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off in Dallas, I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another. Parlay.
Ow. I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way? Girl, how can we get that way?
Got on my suede shoes, I'm in a great mood. That baggage flame away in this thing out of St. Louis. No, she shining bright. Got on my Cartier. She my Billie Jean. We menage with Mary Jane. See, we city hop. Vegas to L.A. Brings a lot of joy. Bugatti boy, that's lane to lane. Our faucets used to drip. I used to ride the shit. But it was written in cursive for this king to exist. Pack the bags. Now she live amongst entrepreneurs. Mark Jacob, the makeup. She Givenchy consumer. Gianni Versace connoisseur. A carnivore. Accountable for a half a million. Uncounted for. Four.
Maybach music. I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels
your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wish I had some private time. Girl, how could we get that way? Girl, how could we get that way?
Maybach music.
You're in the mix with DJ Juice.
I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you.
grown. She could be 18. 18 with an attitude of 19. Kind of snotty, acting real rude. But as long as you a diggy, diggy, dick, girl, you know this song. You know this song. I peep something coming towards me up the dance floor. Sexy and real. Hey, hey, she been peeping and I dig the last video. Somewhere that a week ago. How could I tell her no? Measurements was 36, 25, 34. Yeah. I like the way you brush your hair. And I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glare. And I can see you moving way over there. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three willing in the four with the goatees. Oh, why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
Face up on the front neck, don't know how to act. Without no vouchers or no boosters, bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Shopping with plastic. When the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me as I gas that. 4 got 6 rain. Once again, he can't change. Every time I switch lanes, it feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, put the whip in my own name now. Damn, shit to change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the fame. Come on, I can't complain no more. Shit, I'm the main now. In and out my own
I'm
time.
Getting pages
out of New Jersey. From Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. And can I make it damn right? I'll be on the next flight. Bandcamp.
First class.
Sitting next to Vanna White.
Come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three willing in the four with the goatees. So oh, why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. So oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three willing in the four with the goatees. So oh, why do I live this way?
Hey,
into the black and yellow station, we smoking.
Everybody, that right there was an In The Mix session with yours truly, DJ Juice. And right now we're going to get into a quick night recap at the Emmys. All right, a few highlights. Charlie Sheen made his first Emmy appearance since his 2.5 Men meltdown, and firing seemed to help the show more than harm it. His presenter appearance was one of the night's most talked about, analyzed, and even praised moments. Sheen was flat out the most watched and rewatched segment, according to TiVo. So that's one of the highlights. And also, could it be that Hugh Laurie and Jon Hamm are starting to look visibly pissed for not ever getting the award for Best Actor in a Drama Series? Like, seriously, Hugh Laurie has been doing a great job on House, and the Emmys has not once recognized that, neither with Jon Hamm, who is the star of Mad Men. With one of the most, well, actually, talking about Mad Men, with its latest outstanding drama win, Mad Men didn't win for Best Actor in a Drama Series, but it tied with The West Wing, which dominated the category from 2000 to 2003 with the most outstanding drama wins. One surprising shock of the night was Mike and Molly enjoyed her first Emmy win for Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series that was seen somewhat as a Miss America beauty pageant, the way her acceptance came about. Also, Laurie had a pretty great night. Laurie, the creator of 2.5 Men, even though Charlie Sheen did appear and they did not speak, he did end up having a good night because his show was actually that Mike and Molly. Mike and Molly is his comedy series, and also his other series, The Big Bang Theory, won Jim Parsons for Outstanding Actor in a Comedy Series. So that right there is your night at the Emmys, given to you by DJ Juice. When we come back from the next break, we are going to talk about Fab versus Ray J, another fight night happening in Las Vegas the night after, well, a few hours following the fight Mayweather-Ortiz. So stick around. I also want to give a quick shout out to my listeners, JCT, listening, always hitting me up on Facebook. And also Jamie C and Harp listening onto the hotspot. Give you guys a quick shout out like usual. So thanks for tuning in, guys. And I'm going to leave y'all with the request actually from Jay from JCT that says this is actually one of her favorite songs over there at 203 in Fanjo. So keep it locked on radio.dominican.edu.
All alone in this room. Oh, and girl, I know where to start and what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I'll take my time, we'll be all night, girl. So get ready, babe, I got plans for me and you. Oh,
it ain't my first time, but baby girl, we can pretend. Hate this bump and grind. Girl, tonight we'll never end. Let me take you down. I really wanna take you down.
No ways, girl, you know what we came to do.
Oh,
we got all night to try to get it right, girl.
I hope you're ready, hope you're ready, hope you're ready.
I hope you're ready, babe, cause here we go. You know how we do. Oh,
it ain't my first time, but oh, baby girl, we can pretend. Take this bump and grind, come on, tonight
it never ends.
Yeah.
you live from the world famous Angelico building in the 415. All the ladies, put your hands in the air.
We ain't got no girls.
Then you need better sound effects.
Oh my God! Ah!
All the penguins, 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 all the penguins. Now put your wings up, up in the booth. Just walked in, doing our own DJ thing. You tuned in by clicking on the link to listen to all our shows. We up on the mics, you up on our link. Come give us all your attention. Cause if you miss out, then you out of luck. Can't be mad at us. If you like a thing, you should have tuned into it. If you like a thing, you should have tuned into it. Don't be mad once you find out you missed it. If you like a thing, you should have tuned into it.
Radio.dominican.edu. We get it in. By the way, that's my jam.
Don't be mad when you find that you missed it. If you like a thing, you should have tuned into it.
All right, everybody. We are back here on the hotspot with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. And as I promised, we're going to talk about the second fight that happened Saturday night. Fabulous versus Ray J, and I'm going to break it down for y'all. I have this actually posted up on my wall on Hotspot Juice, so let me know what you think. Let me know what you, if you think it's funny. There's a video up there brought to you by TMZ. And so reports are all over the place saying that Fabulous and Ray J got into a fight outside in Vegas after the Mayweather fight. Fab was playing craps at the Palms over the weekend, and Ray J stepped to him over a joke Fabulous made on Twitter. The alleged tweet said, "Nah, but Floyd sang 'We Having a Concert in My Living Room,' and the camera cuts to Ray J singing 'One Wish' on the piano had me in tears." Get it? Ray J concert in the living room. Lil Wayne voice is what he tweeted. And I honestly don't see it as a big thing. It's a, you know, it's a small little joke. And apparently Ray J had a problem with it because saying that, "Oh, I'm much more important. I'm much more well-known than you are, Fabulous." And he got all pissy about it, you know, like they mostly do. And he said, hold on. Let me get there real quick, guys. He ended up saying that the problem got reported and Ray J did get his butt beat, by the way. I mean, against Fabulous, really? Ray J versus Fabulous. This is a dude asking for one wish, and I think his one wish was to get his ass whooped. I think that was his one wish. Now he needs a wish to make it to the hospital. And he was kicked out of the club, out of Vegas, for that. And the funny part is that 50 Cent, Mayweather, and Diddy were watching this while it was going on. And from what people have said, 50 Cent was egging it on and instigating by telling Fab, like, "Oh, you're going to let him do that to you, Fabulous? You're going to let him talk to you like that?" So obviously, 50 Cent, a little bit of a drama queen himself. No wonder Floyd Mayweather and him are such great friends on 24/7. So it's a little bit of a joke. Don't take it so seriously. All right, Ray J, who are you really? You got one great hit. All right, you're saying you're much more well-known than Fabulous? No, you're known as Brandy's little brother, all right, from Moesha. You're not known as an actual singer. You got one hit song on your own, One Wish. Everything else has been by being featured guest on Tie Me Down with the New Boys, on 143, which I just played a few minutes ago with Bobby Brackens, whereas Fabulous has been out, and I consider him better known and with much better material than Fabulous. So, you know what? To each their own. And that right there is all the time I have left here on the station. But you know what? You could tune in next week. And don't forget, next week, there is an SF Giants game out for Dominican students. So if you guys got your ticket, lucky y'all. If not, you know what? If you didn't get a ticket, you can catch me next Monday here at 7 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you to everybody for listening. Just last minute, quick minute shout outs. Want to give a shout out to my brother. Obviously, I want to give out a shout out to my fams, to the squad. You know who you are. And also to the listeners, JCT, love you guys for tuning in every week. Jamie C, Harp also tuning in. So thank you for the love, guys. Appreciate it. And we'll be back next week here on radio.dominican.edu with DJ Juice on the hotspot. Coming up right now, we're going to have DJ Sam I Am for the Power Hour, everything sports that you need to know. So stay tuned and keep it locked for that here on radio.dominican.edu. DJ Juice is out. Listen.